the culture and the custom alive at the time of Jesus spoke the words you just heard, they're not a lot different from our culture today, except in one very specific way. Here among us in this parish, culture and customs are important, and they're part of our identity. It matters in St. Joseph Parish, and hopefully in many, many more as time goes on. It matters if you're from Mexico or Cuba or Venezuela or Colombia or Honduras or from Vietnam. Your name matters. It tells you who your father and perhaps who your mother is and their parents as well. And having children was important too, because when you aged and were no longer able to care for yourself, having many children brought the possibility of security and care. The family network provided safety and dignity and respect. And it also provided a future. So when Jesus says the things in this gospel, it's a little bit disturbing. He's questioning the very core value and the very structure of social and family systems. So in this part of Matthew's gospel, when he's preparing his disciples for their mission, he wants them to find their identity in him, not in their past. He wants them to find their future in their relationship to him and with him, rather than with their kin. Those people believed that after they died, they somehow lived on in their children. So to be childless was to have no future. Children were a blessing and a promise. So when Jesus asks his disciple to value him more than children, he's asking them to stake their future on him. And only through him would there be a future. Jesus wants their identity. He wants being a disciple to be more important than being a mother or a father. That's not to say that they shouldn't be good parents or good children, but rather that being a disciple would make those relationships fruitful and life-giving. This is what he means when he says a disciple must lose one's life in order to take up life again in a new way. However, the demands he's making are not for everyone. Remember, these are words spoken to those who are going to go out with him on a mission. They're going to go out later in his name on that mission. So everyone's not going. However, with the second part of this gospel, Jesus speaks to those who will remain at home, and then he begins to talk about hospitality. Those on mission are to become so much like Christ that welcoming them will be the same as welcoming Christ. For those who exercise this hospitality, there's a bond of solidarity that brings them into communion. For sharing food or even that cup of water signifies a bond, a unity, communion. For sharing food or even that cup of water means something more than just quenching thirst. Some will give up everything and take to the road for Jesus. And some will welcome those representatives of Jesus and give them a place in their home and in their lives. In the end, all of us must decide which it's going to be for us. There is no middle option. We welcome and support those with love who carry on the most demanding part of Christ's mission, and we bind ourselves to them. Or we give up everything and put our hope and our future into our relationship with this Master. Let us pray.